Hello, 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 and welcome to Rainbows Rising, where we ascend together. I am your host, Rainbow Raja, and I just want to thank you all for coming back. Thank you for giving me a week to resolve some health concerns, to get my head back in the game, to kind of, you know, figure out where I want to take everything, you know? So I really, really appreciate you guys tuning back in. To do the work, to learn, to grow. And as we said 2 weeks ago, this month is all about belief systems and religion and traditions and the structure, all of that. And so today I really wanted to talk about the power and detriment of beliefs and tradition and religion. So when we think about our belief system, we think about, you know, going to church or going to synagogue or going to monastery. We go, we have these rituals, we have these traditions that we're following, traditions that have been so ingrained in the followers, the people practicing, that it goes back generations and generations. Now, there's a lot of power. A lot of power in that. And there's also a lot of detriment, a lot of limitation, a lot of judgment and regulation. The power of belief, the power of tradition, ritual, of specific religions and their practices. When we do something over and over and over again, we are contributing energy. We are also convincing ourselves as we're doing these habits, these traditions, these rituals over and over and over again, that energy is solidifying. The intention is solidifying into that practice. And through that, you're actually able to apply that energy, that intention into different areas of your life. So when you go and you go to church and you pray, you know, how many times you pray, and the fact that thousands of people all the time, all day, every day, wherever in the past and the future, people are praying all the time. Even people who don't believe in God pray when they're really stuck. They have nowhere else to turn. They will pray. And because there's so much energy being put into that practice, there's a lot of power. It's a lot of power behind that. Almost like magic. You know, there's a lot of energy source that can be drawn on that to manifest what you want, to tap into that source, and to be able to utilize the energy behind that. That's why traditions and ritualistic practices are so important, is they have been done for so long that they have an energetic pattern attached, and it builds and it builds and it builds the more that you practice it. You can draw on that power. You can utilize that power for yourself. When you work in, you know, a religion, when you do certain practices, when you're involved in a community, there's a lot more resources to make your dreams come true. Whether it be there be people in powerful positions that can pull some strings, or, you know, the community can maybe make a tithing for you. Everybody will chip in some money to help you get out of a sticky situation. Or there can be people in your community that can really give you guidance, that can offer you, you know, assistance in getting to where you want to go. And beyond that, if you are, you know, doing, once again, prayer work, or you're talking to God and asking for signs, asking for guidance, asking to see where you're supposed to be going. The more that you practice those things, like before, that tradition and ritual, the more belief you're putting into that, and the more likely that energy is going to respond to you calling out to it. So the power of belief is that you can literally manifest dreams into reality. And this can be applied even beyond religion. Like, if you have a belief in yourself, like if you're a larger person, I'm a little overweight. So if I really believed that I am skinny, I'm like, I'm a skinny person. I'm just waiting for my body to catch up. And I believe that every day, and I say some affirmations. I treat my body and treat my life as if I am already skinny. What would skinny Rainbow be doing right now? And I treat my life in that manner. I can manifest that reality through my own belief, through knowing it's true, knowing that that's already true. I'm not working towards it, it's done. And because of that, manifesting into reality is super easy. And so the power of belief is powerful and tangible. You know, belief can transform you, can transform others. It really, if you can believe in yourself, if you can believe that, you know, maybe let's just say you have cancer. You know, we've all heard those stories of the cancer patients who, through believing they can get well, they do. Have you ever heard a story of somebody with cancer that just didn't believe they would survive? They just gave up on life and crawled into bed and, you know, laid there, didn't get any treatment, didn't try, and they just got better? No, it's always the people who believe. Maybe those people even choose not to get treatment, but they believe. They live so full of excitement, knowing that they can do it. They have life still in them. That belief that they still have life in them transforms their being. It transforms their body, transforms their condition. I'm not saying belief will cure all ailments, but I'm saying that belief has a powerful impact on us. Even the placebo effect. Placebo effect should be called the belief effect, because truly, the only reason a placebo works is because we believe it's the real thing, and we are going to take that pill, and it's going to make us better. We believe that. The placebo effect is based on our own belief. Belief can change and transform and evolve us, so long as we believe it's possible. Belief can change others. If somebody believes in you, somebody truly, deeply believes in your capabilities, we're not talking about enabling somebody. We're not talking about having someone do the work. But if you have somebody really emotionally supporting you, like, hey, I believe in you. You can do this. You're strong. You can overcome this challenge. You can win that award. You can build that business. You can become that person. You can become that millionaire. You can do that. You can do this. If somebody really believed in you, that's powerful. Like, how good does it feel when someone believes in you? It inspires you. Makes you want to change. It makes you want to grow. It makes you want to evolve. It makes you want to do it. Even negative beliefs, I'll show them, you know, having that belief that you'll show someone, they'll regret it. Like, I know that there have been times in my life when I'm like, I'm going to show them. They think I'm going to fail. I'm going to show them. And I did. And it felt great. But that pattern, that belief thought, started off as a negative, but it became a motivator to show them wrong. You know, I would have probably preferred it to be like, I'll show myself, but that's not how That's not how the psyche works all the time. But beliefs are powerful things. They can really empower you. That's why affirmations are so important. If you're really having trouble loving yourself, those affirmations, if you look yourself in the mirror, you believe the words you're saying, it will make profound change in your life. Because belief is the foundation of all that we do, right? All that we achieve, not as individuals, but as a society. But on the other end of the spectrum, we have the detriment of belief. Because in organized religion, in tradition, there's a lot of rules. And when someone believes something, it also creates limitation. Especially if someone is believing something out of fear. Having a fear-driven belief system, that is probably the most detrimental thing you can do. Belief should be something that inspires and excites you and makes you want to reach for the stars. But fear-based belief systems are regimented, they're organized, and they aren't to encourage you to reach for the stars. They are to make sure that you follow orders, that you follow directions, so you don't get hurt, so you don't get in trouble, so you don't whatever. And we have a lot of that in schools. We have a lot of that in politics. We have a lot of that in our society. We have a lot of that in church systems. And can be very limiting, be very imprisoning, be very condemning. It can be manipulative. Using belief in a manipulative way, like, oh, I don't know. Hey, you said that mean thing. Now you're going to HE double hockey sticks. That's very manipulative. It's a fear-based system. And fear-based systems have a tendency to cause people who really are seeking answers, who are seeking truth, they really cause people to want to get out, to run away. Even if the fear-based system or religion is based in truth or in a good intention, if there's any kind of fear involved, people who are seeking truth, people who are seeking security, people who are seeking safety are going to run. So being trapped in any kind of fear-based belief system is disempowering. And for those people who refuse to be victims, they are going to run. They are going to leave. They're not going to have anything to do with that. Now, I'm not saying that all belief systems or even, you know, like even Christian or Catholic or anything like that is necessarily a fear-based system. There are certain elements that are fear-based. But having a moral standard is important. I'm not going to sin. Not because I'm going to go to HE double hockey sticks, but because I want to treat others the way they want to be treated. I'm not going to hurt people because I would never want someone to hurt me. The golden rule, which spans over most belief systems, practices. It's all about where you're coming from. Where's your focus? And recognizing that you really can overcome that fear-based system by changing your perspective, right? Because when we're looking at the detriment of our belief systems, we really don't want to be stuck in something that disempowers us, that makes us feel manipulated, that's limiting us in our capabilities, disillusioning us, that's completely changing the reality and making us contort and warp reality in a way that makes us afraid, makes us want to hide, makes us want to hide behind someone, makes us want to turn to someone. Because that's all manipulation. It's all sabotage. It's self-sabotage to stay in a system like that. That's the detriment of belief. Because when you have belief systems that are toxic, that are unhealthy, that are not supporting excitement and truth and discovery, they really will sabotage you. They will make you wonder what your worth is. They will make you really question what your reality is. That's not what you need. You need to feel empowered. So always come from a heart space in your beliefs. So I really want to end today with a reading. A really simple reading to find out what your belief system does to empower you and what beliefs might be of detriment to you. Okay? So for this reading, I want you to take a moment. We're going to first do what your belief system does to empower you. I want you to pick a number between 1 and 5. Go ahead and pick a number between 1 and 5. And really feel it in your heart. Close your eyes. Take some deep breaths. Feel into your heart. What number comes to mind? For today's reading, I will be using Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom Healing Cards by Christiane Northrup, MD. Okay? So for all of those out there who chose number one, chose card number one, I see your belief system empowering you by giving you partnership, by helping you prepare for a community you're trying to build your tribe. And these belief systems are helping you to envision what exactly you expect out of a partner, the types of partners you're looking for, the qualities that you want and don't want out of this type of person. And it's really, really important that you recognize that this time, you don't have to rush. You can really take this time and review all the people and all the belief systems in your past. So this could be in regards to, you know, maybe a love belief system or what you deserve belief system or marriage belief system. Or this could be even like finding your own religion kind of circle. But you are going to know what you're looking for in regards to a belief system, like what's at the first front of your mind, like where is your focus? Because you are looking for a partnership. And this belief system is empowering you by giving you perspective over your choices, over what's healthy for you, over the types of values you expect out of people. And that is what your present belief system is doing for you. It is giving you structure. It is giving you discernment. And it is giving you a sense of worth for yourself, what you deserve. Okay? For all of those out there who chose number two, we chose enlightened heart and mind, hierarchy versus partnership. So your belief system, how this belief system is working for you and empowering you, is you are actually breaking down the paradigm of maybe your own family, how they all have seen hierarchy versus partnership, like really looking at how religion plays a part in your life. Maybe you came from a family who've all been involved in Catholic practices or Christian practices, and you are the first person who's really questioning that, or, you know, whatever, you're, you know, Muslim or Jewish or whatever. You are someone who is breaking that pattern. You're starting to question those roots. You're starting to really question whether or not this is what's best for you and your life and your future. And instead of allowing someone to order you around and to determine what you should believe and how you should believe and how you should be practicing your life and your beliefs, you are taking the initiative to realize that it's a partnership, that whoever you are putting your time into, whether it be the church or yourself or a mentor, a life coach, a podcast host, whomever you're putting your time into, that this is a partnership, a co-creation, that this is here to support you, to make you feel strong and loved and encouraged. And for all those other areas of your life that are not feeling strong and encouraged and uplifted, you have to let them go. You need to feel enlightened in your heart and your mind. And that is what your present belief system is doing to empower you. Moving into all of those who chose group number three, card number three. So this card is fertility and creativity regroup. This card shows a fallen angel who is broken, almost dead and dying. And there's a bunch of women who are trying to, you know, make him feel better. You got some lady playing a harp and another lady sewing up his wound and stuff. So what I get from this card is you are turning to your present belief system because some areas of your life fell apart. You really had a reality check. Something really hit you hard and you realized, I can't believe this anymore. This isn't safe. This isn't healthy. This isn't what's best for me. And you're having to regroup. You're having to really reassess your values, your beliefs, your entire concept of reality. And you're feeling really lost and broken right now. But just know that, you know, even though you're that angel, you're the one that's, you know, fallen, you got these broken wings right now, there are people out there who want so badly to support you, who want to help stitch you back up, get you back on your feet, get you uplifted. And your belief system, you being here in this moment, means that you are connecting with a belief system, right? That's what this show's all about. That you are here to regroup. You are here to learn. You are here to evolve and to grow. And you are safe in this. You are finally caught. You know, everybody's got you. We're all lifting you up. Even if I'm just part of a, you know, group of all the people you listen to or whatever, I'm here for you. I've got you. You know, you are safe now. This belief system that you are turning to, that you are developing, that you are growing, is here to help you heal, help you realize what your worth is, to help you realize what this world is all about, what this reality is about, what this life is all about. Get you back on your feet so you can go live it, you can go enjoy it, so you can go do it. Because, man alive, you have so much to share. You have so much to do and be. You've got this. You're safe now. For all of those who chose number four, creativity and fertility, risk versus safety. What your belief system does for you, number fours, This is a chance for you to see if what you believe is real. This is how you are going, and you know, you've got your own little scientific process of elimination here. You're seeing, hey, is this belief system for me? Is this belief system for me? Is this belief system for me? Does this even work for me? That is what you are doing. You're checking things out. You're evaluating if this system feels safe, if this environment feels safe, if this podcaster's message feels good and uplifting. Right now, you are exploring and you're testing the waters and you're trying to dive deep, or in our case, fly high, right? Because you guys are rainbows rising. That's what you're exploring right now. And know that right now this is the germination process of creation. Right now you're gathering information, you're gathering information, you're gathering information. Just allow it to germinate, to fertilize that seed within you. Because trust me, there will be an aha moment when you've gotten enough and you'll know exactly what you're meant to do. So just keep seeking. Keep diving, deep diver. Spiritually seeking, just check everything out. You are doing great. And just know that there are people who are supporting you. You know, we've got this picture of this angel who's taking her first leap off the ledge, very first leap with her wings. And there is someone right beside her, spotting her. So you are safe. You have someone who is right behind you. You know who that is. You know who you can fall back on. Should you have any questions about your new exploration, right? Moving on to number 5 for all of those who chose number 5. Here we are. Number 5s, what does your spiritual beliefs do to empower you? Well, your beliefs inspire your self-expression. Right now, what you're exploring with your belief system, what you're diving deeper into, what you are investigating and applying to your life, it's developing your creative outlet. It's developing your sense of self so that you can really communicate who you are and what you believe into the world. You're at the final stretch. You know, you might really not know what's around the bend. Maybe you just have a feeling like I'm supposed to be doing something really important. Just know that what you're exploring right now, what you're applying to your life, what you're initiating, you are going to be able to share who you are and your truth with the world in such an articulate way. You're going to feel so empowered, so strong in your sense of self. And that confidence is going to translate to all the other areas of your life. It really will. You have a huge spiritual team that is standing beside you. You have all those beings and all those powers that be that you call on, that you work with, that you are working beside, interacting with. They're all here supporting you. And I feel like there's a bigger initiative here for you, whether it be that you have a mission, whether it be like creating an item or an art piece, or maybe you're meant to create a TV show or whatever it is, right? But you have to explore these beliefs of yours. You have to really dive deep into them and really like figure out who you are so you can complete this part of your life. You can wrap it up. You can finish that creation process. Finish that stage where you really truly know who you are and what you believe and who you've become through your experiences, so that you can then you know, go into the world and share that with others. Okay? All right, so for the next part, I want you guys to pick a number between 1 and 5 to find out what belief pattern you have that is of detriment to you. What belief pattern, or how maybe a belief system you have is limiting you, that is hurting you in some way, that is disillusioning you. So take a moment, breathe into your heart center, set your intention so that you find out what exactly you need to shift, what it is that you need to zone in on and shift for yourself, okay? All right, for those of you who picked number 1, the card is nurturance, self-care, channel clearly. So with how your beliefs are a detriment, you are unable to care for yourself, to see yourself in a positive light in a certain belief system you have. Whether you think you're not enough, whether you think that what you have to offer isn't enough, maybe you think you don't deserve somebody to take care of you, maybe you don't deserve love or adoration. In order to channel your self-expression, channel the messages from spirit, to channel your life's mission, you need to know that you deserve the accomplishment of that. You need to know that you wouldn't be asked to meet that. You wouldn't be asked to do that. You wouldn't be called to do that if you didn't deserve it. So you really need to look at yourself, look at your belief patterns. What about yourself don't you think deserves the wealth or the fame or the recognition? Get out of that imposter syndrome. Really recognize that you are deserving of love. You are deserving of being nurtured. And start giving that to yourself. Change that belief pattern, okay? Change that belief pattern. Number 2. Did you choose number 2? For all of those who chose number 2, you have enlightened heart and mind, flexibility within structure. So, with your current belief system, I think this has to do with how you are addressing your religion or your practice, right? You have to allow some flexibility within your current belief system. You don't have to do everything by the book for it to work. You have to know that not all, you know, Christians believe you're going to go to HE double hockey sticks or, you know, if you do bad things, right? That there is redemption. There is flexibility within the structure. Don't just read a book and believe every single word in that book. Know that you have to adapt it to yourself. You have to adapt with your own soul because every soul is different. We came from how many different lifetimes? Well, unless you don't believe in that thing. But flexibility within the structure of those beliefs, right? So your detriment is that you have no flexibility. You have the structure. You think it has to be by the book. It has to be this way, or it doesn't exist at all. You know, maybe you don't believe in any of this stuff and you're just like, you know, there's just no flexibility at all. There's a middle ground. There's a gray area. You wouldn't have a rainbow without a spectrum. So you have to know that there has to be flexibility in that, in your beliefs. You have to be willing to really, you know, kind of bend to work for yourself, okay? You shouldn't have to manipulate a belief system in order for it to feel right for yourself. But you should be able to craft a belief that is flexible enough for you to feel secure. So, you know, don't take it so seriously. Get loosey-goosey. Have some fun with your belief practices. Don't be so serious. It's not such a serious thing. It doesn't have to be serious. Spirituality should be play. Spirituality is all about being a child again. Playing, exploring the unknown. It's the one place that really, truly hasn't been discovered. You know, go excavate your soul, right? Discover. Be an explorer of your soul. Okay? For all of those who chose number three for detriment of your beliefs, what is it that is not healthy for you to believe in? This card is nurturance and self-care, complete and move on. So it looks like for you, you're only turning to your beliefs, to your faith in times of absolute need. Like when you're really, 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 really lost or really depressed, and you're turning to faith as a means to like save you. You can't expect them to save you without asking. You can't expect them to save you because that disempowers you. You are disempowering yourself. This is self-sabotage because you're not doing the work. You're just expecting someone to come ride in on their steed and save you from your own problems. But that's not how the universe works. Like, yes, you can manifest things, but there's a certain amount of effort that needs to go in. And it's time that you start to take care of yourself. You start to take care of your body, your spirit, your soul. You take care of yourself, you nurture yourself, and know that your faith, your spirit guides or your angels or God, they are there to guide, not do. They are there for support. They're there to listen, send you signs, to encourage, send healing when necessary. That they are always there, that they can always hear you. So you have to just get over this, whatever it is you're going through, by trusting that you can do it yourself and ask on them to uplift you, to be there. You can't rely on them. You can't expect them to do the work. That's not how this works. And that's how this is detrimental. Because you're expecting someone else to do your work for you. It's not how this works. And when I say, like, you have this belief that somebody has to come save you, like, that can apply to anybody, to anything. You don't have to believe in angels or spirits or whatever. This could be you going to a therapist and expecting your therapist to somehow fix your problems. You could go to a shaman and expect your shaman to have to fix your problems. That's not how it works. You have to do the work. They're there for guidance. They're there to give you structure, but you have to do the work, okay? All right, number four, for all of those who chose number four, nurturance and self-care, regroup. So for this one, what is the detriment to your present belief system is you really, it looks like you kind of expect people to kind of look up to you, see you as this leader, to like admire you, admire what you do, to admire who you've become, to admire what you're capable of, how powerful you are. But the truth is that's a huge detriment, because now you're using your knowledge, your expertise, your wisdom to manipulate others, to disempower others, when really you should be taking care of yourself. You don't need their approval to feel empowered. If you are needing people to dote on you, you are needing people to look up to you, that's a self-confidence issue. That's you needing to look at yourself. Why do I need people to admire me? It's because I don't feel confident in myself. So how can I evolve that belief? How can I do that? Do it. Change that belief pattern, because it's not healthy. And it's going to really hurt other people. So it's time that you really regroup, that you maybe look at the people you are spending your time with. You know, maybe you're in a group of people that, you know, you're just not in a healthy spiritual group. You all have really toxic beliefs. Move out of that group. Spend some time by yourself. Become a solo practitioner if need be. But you really need to evaluate your confidence and taking care of yourself, and just kind of distance yourself from this other group or these other people that maybe you've been practicing with for a little bit, to get a better idea of who you are and what you believe. Because having people dote on you, or you having to look up to another person, maybe you're the follower having to look up to somebody else, there's a power play there. There's always somebody submissive and somebody who's dominating. And there's a lot of manipulation there. That's not healthy, especially in regards to like spiritual practices, because that's imprisonment. You don't want to be anybody's prisoner. You don't want to be anyone's lackey, right? So take some time, cut off those ties, evaluate your self-confidence, where your lack of self-confidence comes from, and just kind of do that inner work. If you need any help, you know how to reach out to me. But yeah, that's what I recommend for you. All right, for those of you who chose number five in the detriment of, you know, what could be a detriment to your belief systems. You have partnership, perfection versus imperfection. So all of you out there, number fives, you for some reason think that your belief systems, or that you yourself have to fit into this belief system as a perfect thing. There's all these different belief systems. There's only one that fits you. You're not a puzzle. There isn't one piece. There's many pieces. You have to make the puzzle all fit together. But you think that it's one way or the highway, right? You really have it in your mind that there's only one way to do it. There's only one specific perfect path. And that's not true. So not true. Maybe you think you have to be perfect, and that's the only way that you're going to be this enlightened being, this enlightened person. That's also just not true. So in regards to, you know, your belief of yourself, the shadow elements of ourselves can sometimes be our most empowering pieces. Because then you can really critically look at yourself, and you can look at where you faltered and where you failed and where you've messed up and where you've hurt people. It gives you so much material to dissect, to recognize where you are being affected by your past, or you're being affected by your own limiting beliefs. You can evolve that, right? Nobody's perfect. There's not a single person on this planet or on any other planet. I'm sure God's not even perfect. I mean, look at the platypus. Give me a break. I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? Like, we are not perfect. If we were made in God's image, hey, that means he's not perfect either, right? So you have to realize imperfection can sometimes be the most beautiful part of a person, of their soul, of what they have to give to the world. If we were all perfect, none of us would have anything valuable to share with each other. It's our imperfections, our struggles, our trauma, our triumphs that give value to who we are as a person so that we can then uplift other people and inspire other people, encourage other people on their journey. That's what you need. You need to look at those imperfections, whether it be with a belief system you're practicing, with another person or with others. Maybe you really need to look at yourself, how you interact with people in your, you know, your marriage. And maybe your partner makes you feel like you're not perfect. But that's okay. It's okay to not be perfect. And if they expect you to be perfect, well, screw them. I mean, sorry, but true. I think you're perfect just the way you are. You need to look at those imperfections and maybe start to change your perception of those. See how they can be seen in a different light. How can your imperfections be seen as a strength? How can those imperfections be seen as a learning moment? Those imperfections be seen as motivation. Transform yourself with those imperfections, right? Well, to end this show today, I'm going to go ahead and just do a super quick light language transmission on breaking down unhealthy belief systems, breaking down unhealthy patterns. Just going to work on clearing any toxic belief patterns, belief systems about the self, even in regards to spiritual beliefs. Maybe opening up your mind, opening up your heart to seeing new dimensional planes of information, to receiving new information.
Imana yatu yambaka rutu yamahama, ye yatu humaya, ye yenda yatu ama, ye mayatana yapuru umaya kraam, ye amaratu imata ye marakama, isharata yatu yambakra imakarana ye, yamatu yata makra yam akara imatuin, Isha nana kurukum enaradatam, imaradatkam makrut imayadatam, Yesha nana kurumayenha yehima, imanana kurukum yambatayata, Imanana korotum meyam patoyata. Ishanana korukum tayata hemata. Ishalala korotum eyam anayata. Imayarutu yaye tayamakraye kruyamaye. Ihi manana krui kruyamaye tananakarambuayaya. Ishana kraima kruya maye baka ekam ruya e marati ash anayeta imanana karem unia eta yama e kruya ma ishaya para am ia imariat ayetuya ikram ayamayat i am ayet imariat ayama Im ayata yatu iam ayima yapaya mataya 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 koa. Ya 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 Ish u it I am I ut uyam I et uyam da yat yamai It uyam da tayetan tuyan da krai emarat un oriat ai emayat anaikara umaya. Ish ar atatu imbarat ayama krai imata. Imma nanatur korum aye nanayata. Ish ar adat unur kuru imma yanata. Ish ar arat un ur ut uyam mayatanata. Ishaina imauta Ishala ya tu yam chai ya tu yam chai ya tu yam chai Amata ya tu yam chai um tu ya chai Imata ya tu yam chai ya tu yam chai ya tu yam chai Inkarayam tu ya chama tu yam chare mumcha Ush urut im akarar im arat uyamaya ya ya tu yamaret uyayama Ukru yam ayat I am aye wa yitu yam ay esh ur I marat ay ikrai im ay yat wayam. Huni aye yo 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 wadu ye kuru yam ni adere wayam ja ja jo jim ja yo du yam jo kuru yam ja ya wuru yam jo wa jo wan shumai yam na ya tu yam ja ya e yam ja ya ya u yam da ya ya im da ya ya u yu yata im da ya ta Etayeku, im tayetu, ish areta, ip arayetu, it I et 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 Okay, drink some water after that. And just, you know, just be with your thoughts, be with your feelings today. Notice any changes that come up. Notice any thought patterns that are different. And just be with yourself and your emotions and observe your thoughts over the next week or two. Okay? I'm so excited for our episode next week. We are going to have Reverend Valerie Austin on with us. She is an inspiration. She is one of the few reverends that I've ever met that will actually talk about difficult topics in regards to, you know, traditional Catholic or Christian upbringings. She is so well-versed in scripture and in kind of the foundation of beliefs, you know, the traditional belief systems and how you can start to
to break that narrative, that uncomfortable narrative of being raised in those environments. And so next week she's going to talk about how, you know, traditional religion plays such a big part in who we become, and how you can begin to break down those toxic belief patterns associated with those upbringings. Okay? So I hope you join us next week. We have such a jam-packed interview scheduled. It really was so enlightening and a little controversial, which is very exciting, especially in regards to like exploring this topic with someone as revered as Reverend Valerie. So please tune in next week. I'm so excited to have her on. I'm just really grateful for all of you out there listening, for all of you doing the work. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please remember to like and write a review if you enjoyed. And if you want to support the show, you want to support me and my efforts to share information, to help provide, you know, these life coaching sessions pretty much, and free healings, that you can go ahead and join my Patreon, or you can donate to me on PayPal, or schedule a session, which is the best choice with me. And just let me know that you appreciate what I do, because I appreciate you. I want to help you guys, you know, I want to help you ascend. I want you to feel confident in your lives, and I love you all so much. And I look forward to seeing you all next week. Have a good day and keep ascending together. Bye.
Are you ready to ascend to the next level? This is Rainbow Raja, your spirit guide, calling. Please be sure to keep all arms and legs inside your vessel at all times. I'm just here to remind you to take some time today. Support Rainbow's Rising podcast. Go join the Discord community. Check out the Patreon. Get some stickers, custom tarot cards. Check out the merch. You know you want to. Go connect with Rainbow Raja. Maybe even get a session. Who knows? Your support helps make this show possible. And she loves to support you. Help support her too. Once again, this is Rainbow Raja, your spirit guide, guiding you to your ascension.